At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is a podcast called 25 Whistles, talking football, and they all wear a whistle. Yeah, it's stupid, but what did you expect? It's a podcast called 25 Whistles.
Presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings app and use the code BOBBYSPORTS. Get in on the action. Coming up in a bit, we have Mark Ross. Mark was a former NFL scouting director, is now analyst for NFL Network, also the current executive VP of football operations for the XFL. So Mark will be on in a bit. Also, and this is something that happened a couple days ago, but we broke the news to Eddie that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift were dating.
Still don't buy it.
He did not know it, so we recorded instant reaction to that. So if you're like, old news, or if by the time you hear this, they've broken up.
Which is possible.
Yeah. We told Eddie, and he did not know, and that's his live reaction and us talking about it right there. So that's coming up as well. But first, let's go to the Tittle Tattle.
It's time for the stupidest name ever. It's the Tittle Tattle with Kickoff.
Seven schools currently ranked in the top 25. Do you think the Pac-12 is the best conference right now?
I think it's hilarious that the Pac-12 is breaking up when they finally made it. It's like you made it to the major leagues, but you're going to retire.
Have they made it, though?
Well, they're making it as getting respect.
Sure, but they're playing all the bad teams.
Yeah, I hear you, but it doesn't matter. They still are getting respect, and they're also winning. And they beat TCU. Yes, were they number 17? Probably not, but they did play in the national championship. I'm talking about Colorado. So they are winning games.
Everyone loved the week one graphic of like undefeated Pac-12. Okay, guys, relax.
I agree, but let's celebrate them while it's time to celebrate them.
While they're still together.
So of all the teams in the Pac-12, I do not think they're the best team. I do not think they're the best conference in the country. I just don't. I don't think they have the talent to equal what the SEC or even the Big 12 has, or even the Big 10. But Oregon is pretty salty.
Salty as in how?
Like strong, like salty.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you're using that word.
That's true.
I like a couple Oregon.
Yeah, I saw Bo Nix is valued at like $1.2 million in NIL deals.
Wow.
I mean, they were yelling at Bo Nix at Auburn to get out of town.
Yeah.
It's what's crazy. And now he's up there thriving. It just kind of shows you, too, the system, the coach, you know, that type thing matters. So do I think they're the best conference in the country? No. Let's walk through some of the teams. UCLA. They're fine, but I'm going to need to see them play.
That's hard, dude. We can't see them here, really.
Well, we can. We just stay up late.
If we try. Yeah. We need to put some effort into it.
Washington State. I don't know enough about Washington State. As far as I know, they're supposed to be good, but they're not every year. They're not perennially good.
No.
So I don't. They have a good team like every 5 years.
When Drew Bledsoe played for them, they're pretty good.
Colorado. I've watched both Colorado games. They're pretty good.
Yeah.
And a
lot of hype.
They're going to play Colorado State this week. They're going to win that one. But they're pretty good. So I'm into it. But then the schedule gets a lot harder for them. Oregon State, kind of like Washington State to me. Oregon State's ranked 15.
That's crazy.
Oregon's ranked 13. Oregon, I believe in teams that I've seen be good over the years as well, because they've proven to me that they can be good, stay good, they can win good. So Utah, same way. Like Utah, they're ranked 12. I feel like they're probably legitimately a fifth or sixth place SEC team, which is still a top 25 team.
On a backup quarterback. But,
yeah, I was going to say that when they get Rising back, he's pretty damn good.
He's really good.
I hear you, but you're talking about somebody coming right back into it, and you expect him to be perfect and 100% right away?
No.
Yeah. But even Utah, I don't feel like they're... You expect him to come in and just be perfect right away?
Yeah.
Fully game shape?
Yeah. He was fun to watch last year.
I agree. And then Washington is at 8.
Deservedly so.
Penix?
Yeah.
Penix?
Junior.
Yeah.
Yeah, S.A. Junior. You're going to mix up with his dad.
Junior. Okay, my bad.
I think it's hilarious that they're now starting to get some credit just for existing as a conference they never did.
Does that almost make it worse as, like, if you're part of the Pac-12 in some capacity where it's like, we are at our peak right now? We haven't been here since, what, the USC early 2000 days?
Well, they've never made the playoff, though, too.
Yeah.
Right? I don't think they've ever made the playoff, the Pac-12.
Oregon has.
Ooh,
playoff? Or maybe the national championship since the playoff?
Washington.
Okay, look at it.
Back in like 14, I feel like.
How long has the playoff been happening?
I think it's eighth year.
Has it been that long now?
I think so.
Wow, that's crazy.
Remember when it first happened and we were like, this
Shocking.
Is crazy.
Yeah, it's never going to work.
Look it up. Maybe it's national champion.
Definitely not that, yeah.
But I don't know that they've been put in since the... We'll have some research staff do that. Next question.
There are no ranked matchups this weekend, so it's kind of like a dud. Does that lose your interest at all?
No, because DraftKings, code Bobby Sports.
Exactly.
Overall, yes, honestly. If there are no big games, I don't go searching for the scores of big games. But there's usually an upset or two that makes it fun. But yeah, there's not a big game. You know, I don't get on the apps and look and just see what scores are if I didn't bet them. And I don't jump into a lot of games that aren't big games unless I know the teams.
Dude, that's time when you wake up in the morning and set that 12-game parlay.
12-er?
Oh, maybe 13 and just watch it all day. Or just lose the first 11 o'clock games and then like, oh, well, let's create another one.
We have a 5-gamer this week.
Yes.
That I feel pretty good about. But yes, generally a little less interest because there are no big games. Yes. Next question.
Well, going back to the playoff real quick of the Pac-12. Oregon made it in the first year, smoked Florida State and then lost in the final. And then Washington made it in 17.
So two teams?
Two teams have made it so far. But not.
So none have made it in the past 5 years?
18, 19. No.
That sucks for them.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the stat that I heard and just associated all playoffs with it.
Yeah, that's true.
But it is crazy that they're a power five and they haven't made it once in 5 years.
Yeah.
And they haven't won a national championship since the playoff has existed.
Yeah.
That's right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, they lost. The only one that they was Oregon and they lost Alabama 42-20.
I remember that.
Too.
Yeah.
All right, next up.
Bad. Going to the NFL here. Eddie's Cowboys defense put up 35 points in fantasy in week one. Are you taking the over under on them doing again this week against Zach Wilson and the Jets?
The under only because that Giants game was wild. It was over quickly because the Giants just got punched in the face and they didn't know how to react. And that's just a lot of fantasy points. Even if you're crushing it.
Yeah.
It's hard to put up 35 fantasy points, because you're talking about sacks, interceptions, you need turnovers, you need touchdowns.
Which they had an abundance of,
yes.
And that's really hard to repeat.
So do I think they'll play great? Yes. But do I think they'll put up 35 fantasy points on the
probably
defense?
Not.
No, never. They probably won't do that again this year, being as good as they are. But that'll be a fun game to watch. I'm waiting for Aaron Rodgers to come back, guys.
Okay. He'll be back.
Surprise. No.
He'll be back.
Week two. Surprise everybody.
Week two.
Come hobbling
with a
out
brace.
There.
He's like the Undertaker when you'd come out of the coffin.
Oh, I got this.
Are you excited that the Cowboys get to play the Jets this week?
Yeah. I mean, it's just perfect timing. I mean, definitely looking at the schedule, you're like, week two looks tough with Aaron Rodgers. Now, man, we're smooth sailing into week
three.
You
feel like you're going to win for
those
sure.
Those are famous last words.
No,
yeah,
someone says smooth sailing
I
in the
know.
NFL.
I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I don't think it's going to be like Cowboys by 30 or whatever, but I don't know if the offense is going to be as good. I know that Jets defense is no joke. So I think that if the defense plays the way they did last year, the Cowboys defense, I mean, we're going to get a dub. But I don't know if
Smooth
Dak and the offense can score a lot of points on that Jets defense.
You're going to lose.
Jets defense is really good.
No, come on, guys.
Jets defense is so elite.
That's what I'm worried about.
I know. They're so elite. Everywhere.
Yeah.
Defensive line, secondary.
So take the under. on that game.
Of the points, period.
Absolutely.
Overall, yeah. All right, next question. Probably a good call. Last one here in the NFL. Which playoff team from last year do you trust more to bounce back and get their first win in week two? Bengals at home versus the Ravens, the Bills at home versus the Raiders, Chiefs at the Jaguars, or Seahawks on the road versus the Lions?
I think just by process of elimination, it's the Bills at home versus the Raiders.
Really?
Yeah, because it's the Raiders they're playing. I mean, look at these teams. They're all good teams. I still think they're all good teams. So the Bengals at home versus the Ravens. The Ravens are good. So I don't know that I'm going to bet the Bengals can beat the Ravens more than I am the Bills beat the Raiders. I just think that's the most likely game to win there, the Bills at the Raiders.
What about the Chiefs?
And the Jaguars. The Jaguars are good. Even if they lose, the Jaguars are a better team than the Raiders are. So, and they probably will lose, but I still think the Jaguars are a good team, and they're going to be solid all year long. And even the Lions and Seahawks, I think the Lions are solid too. So I would just go because of elimination. All four of those teams are good. And three of the teams that those teams are playing are good. The only team that's still kind of up in the air is the Raiders. And they weren't terrible. And Jimmy G looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Or at least solid or consistent or stable or whatever you say about.
Was there.
Yeah.
He showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He dressed.
But I'm going to go Bills versus the Raiders. The Bills were embarrassed.
Yeah.
I just see a lot of.
The Bills were embarrassed.
I understand. I just see a lot of weird decisions by Josh Allen. Like,
but that's always Josh Allen. And when he wins the games because of weird decisions, he's a hero. And when he loses because he's careless with the football or decides to run through somebody and gets hurt, that's Josh Allen.
I feel like they made a mistake, too, trusting James Cook. I know that he was a rookie last year, and I think that they thought that he was going to be a really good back for them.
He is going to be a really good back for them.
Eventually, but I don't know if he has it this year to be the back that they need.
I think he goes off fantasy this week. I do.
Do you have him?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
I thought that's why you were saying that.
What's the incentive here?
No, there's no incentive. I don't have him on either one of my teams.
A lot of those guys, second year, third year, they do start shining. But I think James Cook, after seeing him last week, I just don't know if he's the one.
Yeah, but there are a lot
and
of folks.
And
his wife. Joe Burrow. Well, after seeing him last week, I don't think
like
he's
going on
the, 1 week.
But
on the
he's
first
already
date,
proved himself.
Eddie goes on the first day. He's like, I don't think she's the one.
I've seen Burrow. I know how he plays. He's going to be
but
all right.
You've seen Burrow through a lot of games. You saw Cook through one season.
Yeah, where he didn't play a lot.
So I'm not saying you're wrong.
It's just always the struggle in Buffalo.
I'm just saying.
That backfield.
Let's just not jump to conclusions after week one. I'm all about conclusions after week two.
Yeah, big
it's
going to
be all conclusion all the time.
Right.
So after, let's talk again next week. But
you don't think the Chiefs will beat the Jaguars?
I think they
will.
That's
interesting.
I think they will beat the Jaguars, but I think the Jaguars are a better team. I think the Jaguars have a better shot to beat the Chiefs than the Raiders do the Bills.
Got it.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Or am I explaining that properly?
You got it.
Okay, that's Tittle Tattle.
The stupidest name ever is the Tittle Tattle with Kickoff.
25 Whistles, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings app and use the code BOBBYSPORTS to get in on the action. Here's the five-game parlay. LSU money line. North Carolina money line.
Oh, come on.
Tennessee money line.
Yeah.
Nebraska money line.
Woo!
Arkansas money line.
Yeah.
I feel pretty good. I almost give you guys the pinky promise. I can't. Last week, I gave you the pinky promise. I knew we'd win.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
This week, I'm touching nails with you, but I can't lock them. It's just a numbers thing. Five is almost impossible.
Sure.
I feel good about it.
I've hit a six before.
I've hit a nine before.
Okay, you're just bragging.
You guys have
why did you jump in and say six
before?
Then?
Why does yours have to be bigger?
Why did you jump in and say six then?
Always.
Except
that
for
yours
you were bragging.
Has to be bigger.
No, I've hit it. We're playing the game.
I hit a 10 once.
Okay, good for you. I haven't. I lied.
I didn't. I haven't hit a 10.
You're yelling at me for what you just did to me.
You hit a niner?
Yeah, I remember I got online and was like on my Instagram account and I was posting my screenshots from my DraftKings. And I was like, should I cash out or should I keep going?
I was probably pissed at you.
And I hit for like, you know, $900 or something.
Oh my gosh, that's so amazing.
It was awesome, yeah. So, bet those five. LSU, North Carolina, Tennessee, Nebraska, Arkansas, all money line.
Come on.
If you want to take the 25 Whistles Parlay, you can check out DraftKings Sportsbook. New users, use the code BOBBYSPORTS when you download the app. 21 and up in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. See show notes for full details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
I gave you guys where I stood financially after last week.
You're in the black.
Well, sort of. Because initially I was only going to do college football bets. Because I feel more comfortable at college football betting than I do NFL betting. Because NFL, as soon as you say easy breezy or whatever you said.
They're all really good. So you
yeah,
never
it's
know.
Like, yeah. So for now, I'll share both. If it gets out of hand with NFL and I'm losing so much, it doesn't even matter. I don't know that you should trust my NFL bets is what I'm saying.
Okay.
So on my college bets last year, just to catch up here, total bets of last week, $1,675 with winnings of $1,302. Overall down $373. In NFL, I bet $1,845, winnings $2,356, overall up $511, so I'm up $180. I don't know what the number is.
NFL saved you.
Yeah. So
you should trust your picks. Maybe you know what you're talking about.
Oh, I've seen it. It's like James Cook, Eddie, you know? Sometimes you don't see it back enough to really have an opinion. Sometimes you do.
Yeah.
So that's the deal. I'll let you guys know next week where we stand on that. I just want you guys to have full transparency and everything. So if I'm not just saying crap, you can at least know that I'm suffering with you or winning with you, right? Mm-hmm. That's pretty honorable.
I like the transparency.
I always feel like a dirty dog, or I feel like people are screwing us over if they're just saying bets, but they're actually not betting it themselves. If they're just being entertaining, I'm in.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Blood in, blood out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Ride or die.
This game, this show is like a gang initiation.
Yeah.
If you're going to be a whistler, let's whistle, baby.
Yeah. It's like,
whistle
like
while you work.
Jumping you in.
Whistle while you twerk.
That's a lot of rhymes, guys.
Dude, I'm just saying stuff.
You guys are killing it with the rhymes.
In Houston, someone managed to hack one of those digital road signs. Drivers passing by the sign said, due to weather, go F yourself.
Oh, no.
Hilarious.
From UPI.
Wow. Dude, man, they can hack anything, huh?
Vegas. Anything. Road signs.
That's awesome.
Workers for the Houston Public Works said they don't own the sign and they have no idea how someone would be able to access it. They do know, however, that whoever wrote the message has access to the sign's control box or knowledge about how to work the safeguard bypasses.
Inside job.
Hilarious. Go F yourself. Hey. You know what I watched that was good? The Balco documentary on Netflix.
Oh, who?
Balco. So Balco was the company, Barry Bonds, you would know him from Balco, the clear the cream, the steroids, the performance enhancing drugs.
Okay.
Marion Jones, the sprinter.
This was the company. They were called Balco.
Balco. Yeah.
Bay Area Laboratory Cooperative.
Yeah.
So they provided the.
So the guy that started Balco is there doing the interview and walks you the whole story. It's an hour. It's only an hour. It's really good. And I don't know that I love him, but I felt like even if he was lying, I know there was something about him that I enjoyed, even if he's sleazy. Because he wasn't a doctor. He's just a scientist. But it's how that how it blew up and how they went down. And I remember the clear, and they couldn't detect these performance-enhancing drugs. But I would recommend it. I'd give it 4 out of 5 extremely large human skulls because of steroids.
No, making people
bigger. Barry Bonds. Yeah.
Yeah. Or small testicles.
They didn't show any of those.
Okay. Because that's what they say steroids does. It makes your stuff smaller.
Yeah, I wonder why that is. Because if you get bigger and stronger, it shrinks your nuts.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Eddie, you tell us.
No, I have no idea. I've never done steroids.
You should. After watching this, I'm in.
A buddy of mine did. Really? I told you that story, right?
When Ray did.
He took steroids?
Ray had told us he did like a cycle or two.
Oh, yeah.
Is that your buddy you're talking about?
No. My buddy was in high school. We went to Mexico for lunch. It was after fifth period. They're like, hey, man, let's go to Mexico. We're going to get some tacos and some beer. Cool. We'll be back by seventh. Great. We go. Me, my buddy, that dude, and another buddy. So it was three of us. And then two of us go eat tacos while the other guy's like, hey, I'm going to be back. I'm going to pick something up. I was like, that's kind of weird. All right, whatever. We'll be here. 30 minutes later, he comes back. All right, boys, let's go. Get back in the truck. We go back to school.
Oh, were they in the car?
We're crossing the bridge.
Yeah.
And the customs, it's pretty easy. Like, you just go and you pass through and they say, you a U.S. citizen? You say, yes. Boom, go ahead. So we do that whole process. And he goes, you guys U.S. citizens? Yes, sir, we are. You? Yes, sir. All right, cool. Go ahead. Actually, stop real quick. Why don't you pull into the slot number 7?
And you didn't know what was going on.
I was like, okay, yeah. Cool, dude. Pull into slot number 7. No big deal. And my buddy who had left, he didn't say anything. He was just kind of just chilling or whatever, like looked a little nervous. But me and my other buddy who just got the tacos and the beer were like, life's good. I don't know. We got nothing to worry about. So then like, they get the dog. They go around the truck. Whew, everything. All right, you guys are good. Go ahead. Take off. We get in the truck. My buddy pulls out like 5 vials of steroids out of his pocket. It's under where his crotch is. So he had shoved him down his underwear. He's like, dude, hey, will you put those in the love box? Oh my gosh, that was a close one. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? We all could have gone to jail.
Mexican prison.
Yeah. No, I think that would have been American prison. Because in Mexico, it's legal. That's why he went to Mexico to get it.
American prison.
American prison.
I saw they let El Chapo's wife out of jail.
How long was she in for?
2 years.
Wow.
Don't know why. Didn't read the headline. I just read the headline and moved on. But I saw that El Chapo's wife was out after 2 years.
She's got to be like a tough chick, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, she's not married to a drug lord and like just... Assume.
Either tough or really hot.
Oh, that too.
Yeah. Now let's get over to Mark Ross. We're going to talk with NFL Network analyst Mark Ross. Mark won 2 Super Bowls as part of the Giants organization and was the NFL's youngest college scouting director with the Eagles at just 27 years old. He holds 5 records as a receiver and punt returner at Princeton and was named to Princeton's all-time team of the Ivy League era. Crazy. You can catch Mark on Twitter at Mark Ross, M-A-R-C Ross. Here he is, Mark Ross. Hey, Mark, what's up, man?
What's up? How you doing? I'm doing great. I need to get a cop. That looks amazing. Is that a poster or what is that? It's a screen?
It's your beautiful face, man. Come on. That's like it's a mirror. You're looking right at yourself right there on the screen.
That's the best thing you've had sitting up there, I'm sure.
It is, yeah. So look, let's talk for a second because you've been in these meetings, you've been in these offices after good and bad things have happened. The Jets on Tuesday morning, what's happening in that room with all these executives on Tuesday morning after that game?
So with any position that you have an injury, unfortunately, like you play a game and then right after the game, you're in the trainer's office with the doctors and you're talking about all the injuries that took place during the game and what you do and the severity and how long guys will be out, and you have to play from there. And that's just the cruel nature of the NFL. It's okay, the game's over. Now what do we do and how do we replace these players? Now with the Jets, it's of course a little more magnified just because they spent their whole offseason with the Aaron Rodgers situation and really built this whole year around Aaron Rodgers. So the severity of it is much, much greater for them. But just like they did in the game, they had to keep playing. And they didn't stop the game and say, we're just going to give the game to the Bills. They had to keep playing and say, all right, Zach, go in there. All you other guys out here on the field, let's ball out and let's go win this game. So for the Jets for this season, yes, the short term of it, what do we do at quarterback now? And the long term of it is we have a long season. We got to get up here and go play this next game and the game after that with the players that we have on the field.
What do they do? I know that they're saying they're sticking with Wilson, but let's say he struggles and throws three picks next week.
Well, here's the thing. You know, unfortunately, and people don't want to hear this, but, you know, the Jets season, the expectations are completely changed now. And whether you liked Aaron Rodgers or not, that was the expectation, or thought he could get it done. The expectations were the Super Bowl. And now that's just not the case, and you just have to be realistic like that. So with Zach Wilson, he's not good enough. He's shown that. He's proved that. The expectations for Super Bowl, no. The expectations for playoffs, no. But if the players believe in him, if the other players and the coaching staff believe in Zach and believe he can get it done, then you roll with Zach until he proves otherwise. Now, right now, if those players in the locker room, the coaches in the locker room do not believe in Zach Wilson, then you have to bring somebody else in. Now, all these guys that have been talking about and all these names that we're talking about, they're on the street for a reason. And trading for backups, they're backups for a reason. So none of these names that you're talking about with the Jets coming in here, and they're just bodies, really, essentially, and just to take snaps and get through. And, you know, the Jets the other day, it took four turnovers. Garrett Wilson, catch of the year. Breece Hall looking like a Gale Sayers. And then, by the way, you still have to win a game in a walk-off, a runoff punt return touchdown to win a game. You know, that's just not sustainable for the Jets to be a serious, legitimate playoff contender. Yes, they'll be in every game just because that defense is so good, but it's just too hard in the NFL not to have an offense or expect so many turnovers and huge plays from your stars on offense to win games. So, unfortunately, they're just kind of in that situation, and the expectations for them, for me, is, yeah, they'll be competitive, but it's just too much of a struggle for them to be serious contenders now.
Let's stay on the topic of really good defenses and go to the Cowboys. So what makes Micah Parsons so special as someone, as a former scout and evaluator? What do you see that, like, normals like us don't?
His explosiveness. You know, it's rare that the guy can go from 0 to 100 in one or two steps. You know, that's just Lawrence Taylor-like. And, you know, his desire and effort are incredible. But it's really the explosiveness combined with his ability, his feel for the pass rush. It's people think if you're just big and fast and strong, you can and be a great pass rusher. And that's just not the case. You have to have nuance and feel and natural hand use and body movement to do that. So he combines a historically rare explosiveness with the innate natural feel for rushing the passer. And then you just add on all the other attributes he has with the desire and the toughness and the strength and the power. But it's really just the explosiveness when you see that's just different from everybody else that's on the field.
When you watch the Cowboys blow out the Giants, and that game was over pretty quick. I mean, I was watching. I got bored quickly because it was just over. And so do you think the Giants are still going to be the team that we kind of thought they might be, like take another step forward? Or did this kind of show what they are already?
Well, that's mixed. You said the team that you thought they might be. I think there was mixed opinions on what the Giants would be this year. Obviously, they're not going to be that bad. That was a historically bad loss that they had when you combine all the metrics and turnovers and sacks and everything combined that they had. Everything that could go wrong for the Giants in that game went wrong. And I had a bunch of people over the house, and they were saying, this is a high school game. And I was like, actually, no, I've never seen a high school team even play this bad with all the stuff that was happening to the Giants. So I think there was a lot of question marks with the Giants off of last season. If you remember, even though they made the playoffs, their offense wasn't prolific. You know, they struggled for most of games, and even the games they won, they kind of pulled it out at the end with opportune plays and key plays here and there. So there were still huge question marks coming in this year about Daniel Jones and if he was a legitimate franchise quarterback. There was question marks about Saquon Barkley. There was question marks about, okay, now you got Darren Waller, but the injury that he's always had, he proved that this week. There was questions about the rookie receiver who had that, they had high hopes on, Jalen Hyatt, about his hands. He dropped the ball. And then there was question marks about the offensive line, and that got exposed. So all the fears came together for the Giants now for the Giants this week. They won't look this bad. They'll be competitive, and this is really their game of the year against Arizona. If they look bad again this week against Arizona, who is, you know, one of the worst teams in the league, then it's serious time for panic. But they won't look that bad, but it could be a struggle this year for them because all their flaws got exposed. And how do you improve on those flaws at this point is the big question.
Being a former front office guy, when I was watching Arizona, and they were losing, but they fought. Their defense fought. Well, I watched the Rams. They won, and I did not expect them to win. Those are the two teams that I really expected to just roll over is not the word, but you know they both are trying to get those high draft picks to get. It's a really strong quarterback class. What's the difference, and how do they separate the two from executives who want a high draft pick and coaches who want to win games? Because when I was watching McVay, like, he was fired up. He wasn't trying to lose a game.
Well, that's the false narrative in the NFL about tanking. Nobody in the NFL tanks or ever thinks about tanking, no matter how bad your team is. I've been on a 3-13 team in Philly back in the day. And not there is every player, each play could be your last play. So there's not one player that's going out on that field thinking, oh, I'm just going to be half-assed because I want to lose a game for my organization to go get a high draft pick. There's not one coach who's thinking that because there's too much on the line for those guys personally and professionally to go out and put a bad product on the field. So this notion that GMs or owners are orchestrating tanking efforts by NFL teams is just, it's absurd actually, because you could have one play and be out of the league. So all those guys that are putting those helmet shoulder pads on each game are going out there and they're fighting. And Sean McVay's a Super Bowl winning coach. He's not going out there talking about anything about tanking. And you know that Arizona group, that's a new coaching staff with a bunch of young players. They're going out there fighting. So you'll see that for the rest of the year. Could teams be bad? Certainly. They might not have the talent, but just as far as the notion of giving up and not trying, you know, that's just not the case in the NFL. I've never seen it. I've never heard one player or coach talk about it or prepare in that sort of way because there's too much on the line. Of course, you want to have as high a pick as you can, but no team is ever purposely trying to tank in the NFL.
And I would think team-wise, player-wise, absolutely. Coach-wise, same, because I was watching how fired up they are. But from an executive place, if you don't give your team a quarterback like Arizona, if you cut Hopkins and have a bunch of dead cap room that you can't fill because there's got to be a minimal cap, like a little bit, aren't you setting your team up for failure if you're like the Cardinals? Now, you're not a player or a coach, but one of these high-ranking executives?
Well, you need a quarterback. That's two different conversations about tanking or needing a quarterback. So no one's tanking, but yes, you want to get the best talent as possible, particularly you want to get a franchise quarterback. You want a Mahomes, you want a Burrow, you want a Herbert. Of course you want that, but no team is purposely trying to do that. So in the case of Arizona, they don't have a lot of talent. So it will sort of play itself out throughout the year. And of course your personnel department is scouting and evaluating all the top players in the draft, particularly quarterbacks, you know, digging deep on those people. But yes, it's been proven that's the only way to win in the NFL is to either have a Mahomes and Burrow and be in contention every year. And Brady, we saw his stretch, you know, or have a completely, completely dominant defense and you have a legitimate quarterback who's shown to make plays at key times. You know, that's it. And, you know, all these other teams that need quarterbacks, that's why you see the desperation every year, the trade ups and swings, you know, huge swings at guys that may be raw or unproven because it's the most important position in sports and you got to have a good one to compete.
Hey, Mark, I'm Eddie. My boy Bryce Young, like, as a Carolina fan, not me, but are the fans, I'm a Cowboys fan, but are the Carolina fans, are they worried about Bryce Young or is Bryce going to be all right?
Yeah, I had high hopes for Bryce coming into the season. I visited Carolina's camp and, you know, I've always been a fan of Bryce. Look, Bryce is always the only thing he's known since high school. You know, he's played at the highest level of high school, college, and he's always known is to be a star. And I thought he had a really good foundation coming in this year with the talent around him and the coaching staff and just his own natural ability to kind of play at a high level right away. He was shaky game one. He started out well and was shaky. It was almost as if they put too much on him, you know, the coaching staff there, that they expected too much of him too soon. But Bryce will be fine. Bryce is a star. Bryce will end up being a star. He's a rookie. You know, it's game one as a rookie. And, you know, he showed some flashes, but overall it was a disappointing performance. But he'll work itself out. So Carolina fans, Carolina hopefuls should be encouraged that they got the right guy.
All right, final three questions. Being a scout in the NFL, a lot of pressure, a lot of money going into these players, and it's also a people business, not just how good are they, how fast can they run, but how do people miss on first rounders? Like, how do you not know? Again, you're going to tell me because I'm going to learn from you right now. Let's say a Trey Lance. Let's say, and you could go to a bunch, Zach Wilson. Like, how do you miss on a first rounder when you put that much into it?
It's a human business, as you mentioned. So there's so many elements and there's so many different variables that happen with players. And you're not just scouting what they do on the field. There's a million variables of that. Then off the field, with their character, with their work ethic, with their mental abilities, with their injury history, the medical history. There's so many different variables. And yes, you spend millions and billions of dollars scouting staffs each year from, you know, years, not just 1 year, but this is a couple years worth of work that you put into all these players to evaluate. And I think the biggest thing, one, there's just a lot of bad evaluators. Everyone assumes you're in the NFL and you're a scout and you're a coach and you know what you're doing and you can evaluate well, but that's not the case. Just like any other business or players on the field, there's Hall of Famers and All-Stars. There's a average people, there's a bunch of bad. So there's a lot of that in the NFL in the evaluation process. And then say you do identify the talent, but then you get in the team, the situation and the coaching staff and the development may be off. So, and I mentioned before with quarterbacks, the desperation. The Trey Lance thing was just strictly, we're desperate for a guy and we got to go get this guy and we think he can do it. And that was just a complete miss. And hope, you know, hope is not a strategy. And there's a lot of hope in the NFL that these factors you think you can iron out. And eventually or essentially, that's just not the case. Some flaws just cannot be corrected. So there's no magic reason why there's so many misses. There's a ton of different variables and a ton of different reasons. And each kind of miss has its story. But overall, when you look at the first round, and then the percentages go down from there from each round of the guys that make it. So it's a tough business. People have no idea how hard it is just to be a player in the NFL and especially to have sustained success. So it's just a very hard process because of all the different variables.
What is happening right now in the process of the XFL?
Well, this is our offseason. So we're just really looking at year two and learning from year one of the things that went well, the things we need to improve upon. And we thought that the product, the on-field product was tremendous. We thought we had an entertaining game. We had a lot of players get looks at the NFL. So we're happy and encouraged by that. We thought the NFL looked at our rules innovation with the kickoff and the extra point and the overtime rules.
The fourth downs too. Like that's, I mean, the rules, that's where you guys were elite, where I was like, I don't know if I'm even going to, because there have been XFL, there have been all these, but you guys were really great at showing of how there could be just corrections to the old school NFL methodology with rules.
Yeah, we didn't want anything that was gimmicky. We wanted things that were innovative, but made sense. You know, our extra point, like who wants to see a kicker kick a 25-yard extra? No one wants to see that. Okay, here's a chance to go 3-2-1 where you can score 3 points, 2 points, one, depending on where you line up. The onside kick, no one wants to see a play that has 99% percentage of failure. Okay, here's your chance to go, you know, 4th and 15 from the 25 and give it a shot. And it actually, a couple teams converted on that. So we wanted real rules, innovations that made sense to the game that fans wanted to see as well. So we're just encouraged about not only just the players, but the rules that we had of the time of play. And we're just building out for year two just to make sure that we're continuing to put the best product on the field and continue to have our strong relationship with the NFL, with things we're doing with them, so that they can look at and kind of adopt.
I mean, I hope the NFL is watching and listening to people, because the fourth down, the onside kick thing, that's the greatest. Because onside kicks never happen. We almost never see them. And also, it's very dangerous. And if we're talking about actually player safety, and you're just kicking an onside kick, that's probably a pretty risky. I mean, all kickoffs are risky. But that was so fun to watch. And also the extra points. I don't give a crap about the extra point. The 3-2-1 strategy, all the strategy that's involved, they're all new layers into the card. You got to look if we're down. Like, that to me was the best part about it. Do you think the NFL, after a bit of success, 2-3 seasons, will actually look to change some of these rules?
Yeah. So from the start, we've had dialogues and talks and meetings with the NFL. Troy Vincent, the executive vice president of football ops for the NFL, I've known him since I was an intern with the Eagles back in 1998, and he was a player. So we've had an unbelievable personal and professional relationship. So when we started this all out, you know, we've been in continual discussions with their different departments about how we can help. And I know, and this talking to the Troy and the way they analyze our game, that they're talking about what we're doing, and they discuss if they can implement it. And that's the amazing part for us, the relationship we have with them. So, yes, again, the feedback that we've had from those plays that I talked about and those innovations has been universally positive from all fans who've watched our game, and you have to love that.
Last question I'll ask, kind of the same category here, but would it be like an NFLPA that would not want some of these rules to happen? Because, again, if you eliminate the onside kick and you eliminate the extra point, I mean, kickers start to somewhat be devalued because they're not being used as much. So the NFLPA sticking up for the kickers will say, no, we don't want that rule change. Would that be a factor in the game actually improving, that the union is saying, no, we need the kickers to stay involved?
Yeah. You know, I hadn't dug that deep to think that the NFLPA would try to stick up for kickers, but yeah, I think if the NFL sees that they have better play, that they're going to make innovations and changes to have better play. And you talk about kickers getting devalued. Well, running backs are getting devalued. At one point, the most important position in sports, and now that's devalued. And you don't see the NFL doing anything about trying to save running backs right now. So they're not going to try to save kickers. If these rules innovations help the game and promote the game and create more views and excitement and clicks and all of that, then they're going to make it happen.
You guys can follow Mark at Mark Ross, M-A-R-C Ross, on Twitter. Again, the executive VP of football operations for the XFL. Love you on NFL Network, and thank you for the time. Love talking with you. Hope you have a great rest of the weekend.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow.
Plus. When you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Lisa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
All right, thanks to Mark. Football's back in full swing with another week of epic games. And who's got you covered on the action for every single one of them? DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. New customers can bet $5 on football and get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Nobody's missing out on the action this season. All DraftKings customers can take advantage of two new offers every game this September. Every game day. You got it. All September, two new offers. Get in on the NFL action. It's week two. DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the app now. Use the code BobbySports to sign up. New customers can bet just $5 and take home $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code BobbySports. The crown is yours. 21 and up in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. See show notes for full details. And by the way, the parlay is usually up there on game day. Like the 5-game parlay that we have this week will probably be up on DraftKings at main site. Just scroll through those big blocks.
It's pretty cool to see it up there.
It is pretty cool to see
it. It's awesome.
So, okay, Ed, you want to do Eliminator?
Yeah, you're going to hate me on this one.
Well, so let's walk through the games before you even tell me what it is, because I don't like you saying I'm going to hate you on this one.
Well, because you're going to think I'm being a homer.
Okay, well, let's see. So the Eliminator is something that Eddie and I are in. We have $100, and if we can last the whole season, we win $1 million.
In a briefcase, boys.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that would be amazing.
So if you use a team, you can't use them again the rest of the season. And that's why it starts to get a bit harder. So I'm going to read you the games this week. Philly versus Minnesota. Tampa Bay versus Chicago. Green Bay at Atlanta. Indianapolis at Houston. Detroit versus Seattle. The favorites first, by the way. Chargers at Tennessee. Cincinnati versus Baltimore, Buffalo versus Vegas, Kansas City at Jacksonville, San Francisco at the Rams, the Giants at Arizona, Dallas versus the Jets, Denver versus Washington, Miami at New England, New Orleans at Carolina, Cleveland at Pittsburgh. Those are all the games. So again, if we use them, we can't use them again the rest of the year.
Correct.
And you're going to pick the Cowboys already?
I think this is the week we pick the Cowboys.
Why?
Because it's the only one on there where I see like this is a no-brainer.
That's why I don't. Pick
them. I know.
But we do this where you give me two or three games, and then I pick from that two or three games. That's our system.
I like the Cowboys over the Jets, and I like the Giants over the Cardinals.
Okay.
Maybe even the Saints over the Panthers.
Okay. Those are the three you're giving me?
That's it. I don't like anything else. Oh, take it back.
How do you not like Buffalo?
Take it back. Oh, and I'm telling you, dude, I don't trust Josh Allen right now. And there's another one
like
I look
Buffalo
at.
Over Vegas, over Vegas. They're a 9-point favorite.
That's the one where you wake up and you're like, oh, that's a for sure one. And then you wake up and I'm texting, or it's 3 o'clock and I'm texting you, dude, are you watching this game? This is crazy. What is happening? I do like Browns over the Steelers.
Oh, I would not touch that
what?
One.
What?
I like Browns over the Steelers.
I wouldn't touch that. That's only a 2-point spread too.
Yeah, but who cares about that?
Well,
that is one of my tactics, but I feel like the Browns look too good. Steelers, what are they going to... Dude, they got nothing going on. I don't think they know how to move the ball this year.
You've seen one game.
And I'm basing it on what I've seen.
James Cook.
Oh, my God.
You're laughing at my James Cook.
I mean, I think Dallas over the Jets is a fine pick.
Yeah, it's a beautiful pick.
But do we want to burn them up already when there are other games? For example, you don't like the Buffalo game at all.
I don't. We cannot agree on that one.
Okay.
I can't agree on that one.
Because I do like that game.
You like that one, Kevin?
I'm not as confident as him, but I'm in between.
Okay.
Yeah, there is a slim pickings this week.
I like the Giants over Arizona.
Yeah, I like that one, too.
Yeah.
But again, Arizona did have a little fight last week, and the Giants had no fight last week.
Correct.
But the Giants have to win. Okay, so I like that one a little bit. I do like the Saints, too. Listen, I'm a big Saints guy, but New Orleans over Carolina, you know?
We could both agree on that
one. I like that one, but I can go with the Dallas one.
Well, no, think about it.
No, you said it's a no-brainer, so if anyone ever calls no-brainer, we have to go with it.
To me, this week, that's the only no-brainer. And I'm not even looking at the future. Who knows? The Dallas Cowboys may just show up like they always do and just disappoint.
I would say the real no-brainer is probably San Francisco over the Rams.
Yeah, you've been talking about how bad the Rams are going to be.
And how good San Francisco is, really.
They beat them 8 times in a row.
I don't like those numbers.
Okay, we're going to go with Dallas.
Don't care. That was 8 years. It was
8 years ago.
It was eight games.
We're in for Dallas.
Let's go.
Dallas wins. That's
an easy one.
We move on.
Let's go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
Aaron Rodgers says he will rise yet again. Does he come back, A? And B, is he ever any good again?
What is he referring to?
He's going to come back and play again. Mostly.
He didn't say that.
I know, but I read the Instagram post. It kind of says that.
Is he referring to football, or is he referring to
He was vague on purpose, land. But I think he wants everybody to believe it's football, even if it's not.
Here we go with Aaron Rodgers.
Does Rodgers come back at all and play a regular season snap for the Jets?
Yes.
No. He's messing with us. No.
I'm going to go no, too.
This is it.
He's going to lead us to believe yes, and then he's going to maybe even go to camp. But 5 snaps in next year, he's going to get hurt again.
Make it one more.
He sent that post, and he was like, that's funny. And then he tried to get up and went, ow, 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 my knee hurts.
The NFL PA is actually going, hey, we need grass now. See this?
Yeah.
Turf?
Yeah.
And I don't know much about, because I haven't played on turf, obviously. I don't know much about turf, but I've just been
here. You ever play on turf?
I have, but not enough to be injured.
Okay.
When have you played on turf?
Yesterday.
But again, we went and threw a ball.
Same thing, dude.
Okay.
Turf is not your friend.
But I hear a lot of people that are knowledgeable of it say turf sucks, but why will teams have it then?
Yeah.
It's cheaper. Right?
It's gotta be
cheaper
in
the long run. It's cheaper when you lose $1 million player because of injuries.
Yeah. Good point.
So the NFL has now said, hey, we don't want any more turf fields. So there you go.
There's got to be some type of like business going on, right? With the turf?
Absolutely. They're always,
it has to be.
Always go to money. It always goes to money. But people I trust tell me that turf isn't good.
Yeah. Doesn't give.
And I think that for a venue, it's easier to take the turf off, put on a Taylor Swift concert, put the ice on.
That's a
take
great, the ice off. That is a great point, too. I wonder if that's part of it.
Yeah.
I didn't think about, I don't know much about turf management.
I don't either, but I'm thinking it'd be easier.
We get a groundskeeper on the show.
Because how do they take the grass off? Like,
I don't know that they do.
Everything just goes over it.
I think they just cover it.
Yeah, I think they just put it over the top of
that's
it.
That's tough. For someone like me, dude, I worry about my lawn a lot. I'm always watering it, making sure it's green. That'd be a pain in the butt.
Packers bar that was giving the drinks away if the Jets lost. That was hilarious because I heard about it beforehand. And so if you go to this bar, it's a Packers bar, and you drink during the Jets game, you have to buy the drinks before the you have to start your tab before the game.
Okay.
And if they lose, all that you've drank, you get for free. So they wanted Aaron Rodgers to lose if we're going to pay the tab. So once Aaron Rodgers got hurt, they started running up their bills.
Yeah.
And so then they won. And so now they're all stuck with these huge bills at the bar. Hilarious.
Awesome.
That's what they should get there.
That's really funny. Mm. That's what the bar wanted.
I know.
Which, by the way, I want to say this. I want to commend you, Eddie. You saved Mike's life yesterday.
I did.
We drove to Western Kentucky to hang out with the football team.
Did you even know this? Like, did you know it was happening when it happened?
Yes. I mean, I heard.
But you didn't turn around.
But we were all laughing about something. Yeah. And then Mike started choking because I had to order all the food. Remember you ordered all the extra food?
Yeah.
And I kept pulling, like, whose meal is this? And it's like, oh, I ordered that too.
I feel like there was, like, some, like, miracle happening in the back. And you were just with your headphones on looking forward.
Mike, so what happened?
So I was eating at the time Eddie was making all these jokes about all the food he ordered. And then as I laughed.
I was annoyed because you ordered all the food. Is why I didn't
even
And
it was funny, okay. But yes. It was so dumb. I started laughing as I took a bite because of what Eddie said. And like a little piece of food just got stuck in my air hole. And then I was like, oh, it'll quickly pass when I try to swallow. Did not. And it just got stuck and I couldn't breathe. And then for a brief moment, I thought, this is it. I'm never going to breathe again.
And how did you breathe again?
Eddie noticed. He looked at me and he said, can you breathe? And I was like, no, like just mouth to him or my eyes maybe. And he just started banging him on the back. My back just like punching me. And then eventually after like, I don't know, maybe 10 seconds, I could breathe again.
10 seconds, dude. And you were like just chilling in the front seat.
No, I was irritated because you ordered 9 meals.
Irritated? Mike was dying. And I was like.
He's going to be okay.
Yeah, well, he is now because yeah, I saved
gonna be okay.
him.
He's going to be okay. But I gave everybody the phone to order. And I was going to pay for everybody's lunch as we drove to Western Kentucky. And Eddie took forever, and he was like, I just don't know. But it turns out he did know. He just kept ordering stuff. That's what took so long.
Dude, that place is great.
So I had like a $170 lunch bill for 5 of us on a road trip when I had a wrap. I had a wrap and a juice.
I had...
And I'd be like, well, who's avocado... That's me. All right. Who's peanut butter... That's me. Who's wrap... That's me.
Who's juice?
I had 3 things.
Yeah, 3 full. You're like Lunchbox.
No, 3 things.
You went 3 full entrees.
One was like a dessert. That peanut butter banana was like a dessert.
Also, I want to play this because this is us in the car actually revealing to Eddie that Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift were hanging out. So this is live. He did not know, but this is Eddie's reaction to it. So here is us in the car talking about this. Instant reaction, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Eddie, your thoughts?
What happened? Are they dating?
Oh, so it's so new. So when you're hearing this, this is when news broke. So it may be out for a couple days now.
Are they dating?
They're hanging out.
No. Like, those are 2 people I would never see work out.
Okay, so this is so instant that Eddie's just hearing about this. Okay.
Yeah, you just broke the news to me.
Okay. Kickoff, Kevin, do you know that?
Yes,
okay.
I do know that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when Travis Kelce went to her concert a few months ago, any one of those podcasts I was talking about, how he had a friend, one of those bracelets, but he put his number on it to give to her, but he could never get to her. So that was a story because he talked about it publicly. And so then apparently they started hanging out a little bit. And that's basically all it's said so far. Kevin, you know anything else about it?
No, that's all I've seen too. In quotes, they've been hanging out.
Yes. So not dating, but probably dating a little bit, but no, not dating.
I say not dating.
No. I don't think they're like...
No,
boyfriend, girlfriend.
No. She's cheerleader, captain. She's on the bleachers. No, Taylor doesn't date football players. Well, like, she says it in her music.
No, I Come think on. That was old Taylor.
Oh, this is new Taylor?
Well, she goes through eras.
Good point.
You know what I mean? That. This is new Taylor era.
Oh, that's crazy. Good for him. And this is the whole story of him shooting a shot, right?
Yes.
Damn, it worked.
So he shot it. Well, he took it to shoot, didn't get to shoot it. And so just kind of threw a Hail Mary up there.
He slide her his number? Is that what?
No. The plan was for, you know, they make the bracelets.
The bracelets, yes.
And he put his number on a bracelet to give her.
That's what it is.
But he could never get to her. He didn't meet her.
So how did the news get to her? He just like.
He told the story on his podcast.
Ah, with his brother. Got it.
Yes. So how do we feel about this? Eddie?
Telling you, man, my instant reaction is like she's on the bleachers. She's not a cheerleader.
Okay, so you don't like it.
I don't like it at all. I don't think they're a fit.
Kevin?
I don't trust anything she does from a PR standpoint. I think it's all just for more. She's so big, but does she really ever date anybody? Honestly, like date somebody?
Yeah, she was in a serious relationship before this.
With Joe Allen for years.
Years. Forever.
Yeah.
Just to write another album?
I believe they're hanging out. I also would believe that there's no way he is the reason the news came out. Meaning, I'm sure if they went out, she was like, you shut your mouth because I tell you, you can talk about it.
Right.
So I'm sure, because it's a whole different level of fame.
Yeah.
Like, he's like known. In the sports world, he's known. But she's like one of the most famous people in the world. And if you start dating Taylor Swift, I'm sure she's cool. But there's a whole new microscope that comes onto you from people that didn't even know you existed, which would be crazy if you're Travis.
That puts him to superstar level.
Doesn't he seem like the guy that would like that, though?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yes, until it goes sour. He's pretty beloved right now.
Yeah.
Just generally beloved. You cross up a Swiftie, they go tell all their Swifties.
Oh, they'll kill you.
And then it's over.
Yeah.
It's over. So he better hope he marries her.
Interesting. That's one thing I'll say, though. Taylor, I don't know. Does she get married?
Has she been married? No.
No, does she get married?
Probably at some point. I mean, that's she's only 31, 32, something like that, right?
Three. I think they're both 33.
Oh, wow. Okay, I didn't realize they were that young. All right.
So how long do we give it, and will they ever be boyfriend, girlfriend? And also, is that why he's hurt?
She told him not to play.
You do not play till this news comes out.
That's funny. No, I say, I don't even think it's a real thing. If they're hanging out, they hang out for a little bit, and then it's over.
Yeah, same. I think it'll fade, and there'll be some sort of, like, slight announcement. No longer hanging out.
Does it make it past the football season?
No, I don't think so.
He's a bro, and she just doesn't seem like someone that would date a bro.
Bro. So, like, Matty Healy, the late singer of 1979, not a bro.
Yeah.
Kind of artsy. 75. Whatever year.
Thanks,
Smashing Pumpkins.
Smashing Pumpkins, yeah.
Could have mixed up there, that song in the band.
Who else you date? John Mayer, he's not a bro.
Not a bro. Joe Alwyn was an actor, so he looks.
Not a bro.
But he's not a bro.
Maybe she's trying something different this time for this new era, the Kelce era.
Maybe. Right, if you want different results, sometimes you got to do it a different way.
Yeah.
But it is a weird couple to think of them together. Right?
Absolutely. And how big is he? He's huge.
Yeah, but she's tall. She's probably 5'10".
D1 babies for sure.
Yeah, she's long, tall, fit. So, yeah. You ever met her?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
She came into our studio.
Yeah.
Really?
That was the one time I was pretty speechless.
Really?
Oh, yeah, really? Dude. I mean, I love Taylor Swift. I've loved Taylor Swift since...
You just love blondes, dude. Let's just be honest. Let's just be honest.
Not like that.
Let's just be honest.
It's the fact that it's Taylor Swift, and even when she was like, I think she came in probably Red Album.
Yes, that's the first time.
And
I mean, she's been in a, yes, but yes.
So the first time I met her.
Yes.
Red Album, and I mean, she was already really big, pretty blown up, and I was like, this is just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And she just holds herself so, like, professional. Like, she walks in, and she's just like, she's in charge.
Eddie has a boner right now.
I know. No, guys, come on.
Can I move?
Somebody. Have some respect.
She's in charge.
She's in charge, man. Like, she, like, you don't talk until she talks too.
Again, we're going through Eddie's fantasies again.
You guys are blowing this out of proportion.
So you don't think they fit because you're jealous.
So you like Dominatrix.
No. Yeah. No. I just don't know. That's just not her type. They're more her type than Travis Kelce.
I'm using me as an example.
There it is.
Okay. So do you want her to put a cigarette out on your nipple?
I would let her. That would be okay with me.
That would be awesome.
But really, that's your type.
Bones, it has nothing to do with my type. I'm just telling you.
Yes, it is. Look at this. Your wife?
Yeah, blonde.
Gwyneth Paltrow?
Dancing, blonde.
Taylor Swift?
Blonde.
Those are like your three.
But even Taylor, when she was dark haired, dude, like, it didn't matter. It's Taylor Swift. She is awesome.
No one's arguing that.
Well, it sounds like you are.
No, we're not. Okay, instant reaction is Eddie doesn't know how to feel. I feel like he has six emotions all in one. He doesn't know how to express himself.
I don't like it.
It's like a 3-year-old getting feelings for the first time.
I don't like it. I feel like Travis Kelce is just doing it for fun. And dude, if you're gonna date Taylor, don't do it for fun.
I saw a clip of Travis Kelce's old dating reality show. Did you see that?
What was that called?
I saw like the intro. I think.
Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
Like Kelce, what was it called?
It had to be when he was in college or something, or like.
I think it was when he was
first year pro.
Yeah.
Yeah, college probably not.
Catching Kelsey,
probably,
I think.
He probably couldn't. Yeah, that's probably it.
I think that's what it was called.
16.
Yeah. Catching Kelsey?
2016.
Are you guys going to watch The Golden Bachelor?
No.
Oh. No.
I don't watch the non-Golden Bachelor.
The regular Bachelor?
Yeah. So I'm not going to watch The Golden Bachelor. Yeah.
But if there was one Bachelor to watch, it'd probably be the Golden one,
Golden,
right?
Yeah.
Do you think they hook up?
They have to, dude.
Is that, what's the Golden one?
They're old people.
Okay, that's what I thought.
That's amazing.
Golden is if they've slept over 5,000 people. They get the gold card.
Totally.
Yeah. You got to prove it. You got to show your body count.
Yeah, that's a whole different beast.
You get 5,000 sleeps, you get to be on that show. What's a beast?
Just the fact that, yeah, they have like hooked up with 5,000 people at that age. Not just a few.
A lot of them have been married for a long time, though.
Right. It's a whole other dynamic.
Yeah.
And so, like, you're the old dude. Do you see someone your age as attractive, or, like, are you still attracted to 30-year-olds?
The second option, buddy.
That's what I'm saying. So
yeah, I think they even have like a younger girl or younger woman on there.
Oh, like as a contestant?
Yeah, maybe like late 40s, early 50s.
So then all these like other 60, 70-year-olds, they have no chance.
But I don't know that that's true. They have no chance. I don't know. I've only seen the previews and talked about it on the show.
I think that's all it's out.
But it's like, it kind of grosses me out when they kiss.
Yeah, I'll wrinkle the lips and stuff.
Right. And then once I get old, it won't gross me out.
Big daddy.
But sometimes I'm during a movie, we were watching Good Will Hunting the other night, never seen it before.
What?
Isn't that crazy?
Oh my God.
Isn't that crazy? He's never seen that
before. That is unbelievable movie.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Unbelievable.
Tell me about it.
Unbelievable.
Never seen it.
Oh.
We were told to watch it. I was told to watch it by my therapist. Said I'd relate to some stuff. And
there you go.
So I watched it, and I remember thinking, wow, this movie's so good. Why'd nobody tell me about it? And so there was a whole bunch of makeout scenes, like hookup scenes with Minnie Driver and Matt Damon. And you know what? Even though I'm an adult, I still get kind of uncomfortable with watching people make out.
I remember first time I saw that, I'm like, damn, Matt Damon has a bunch of moles on his back. It's kind of gross.
Yeah.
You remember that?
I remember that specifically.
Who has more moles, me or him, on their back?
Ooh, I'd say a tie.
Oh, let's go.
Is that the first thing you thought about when you saw Tommy without a shirt, too?
Wow, a lot of moles.
Yeah, I've had to get a bunch of moles cut off my back, though. But yeah, Matt Damon was kind of a stud.
Yeah.
And so has Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
20 years old, wrote that freaking movie. If you guys haven't seen that new movie called Good Will Hunting, go check it out. It's free right now on Max, but I've never seen it. But anyway, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, I just wanted to record this segment as an instant reaction and then play it back later. So, Eddie, you are confused.
I can't believe it.
We are in the car. There's an ambulance.
Are they pulling us over?
There's an ambulance, but Reed's out running it.
They're not really going very fast.
You don't,
Reed, you're supposed to stop and pull over.
You don't have to pull over if they can't catch you.
He's trying to outrun.
Reed's running from the ambulance so he doesn't have to pull over.
He's like, I will get us home.
Hey, for real though, when an ambulance comes by and you pull over, do you try to get behind as fast as you can just so you can like...
No, like use it as a blocker?
I'll see.
The ambulance is my fullback?
Yeah, of course, the same thing.
The ambulance is Larry Zonka?
Yes, dude, just follow him. You'll get to wherever you're going quick.
Yeah, you're right, unless you get pulled over.
I do that all the time.
For bird dog in an ambulance. We are driving back, and we're in the Hyundai right now, and the Hyundai's awesome, and it's electric. But Eddie's never been in an electric car before. I mean, I have an electric car myself, another one, but it really scares Eddie that it's got the mile. We drove all the way to Kentucky and back on one charge.
Because I think everyone says you don't want to go on long trips on these things because it's not like stopping at the gas station. You got to charge this thing up. And I keep seeing the battery go down.
Well, that's what happened, sitting with gas. It goes down. We left and went to Kentucky to do the Western Kentucky episode of Too Much Access and 25 Whistles next week. And so with that, I think we went up there with like 200 miles on it. And
what are we at, Reed?
We're at 57 now.
Yeah, 24%.
Another percentage. 24%. That's scary.
That's a quarter of a tank of gas. But if you had a quarter of a tank of gas, would you be scared?
No.
Okay, it's the same thing.
Because I could just get gas right now. I could exit right here and get gas. What am I going to do? Exit and find a Target and charge me up?
Well, yeah, if you needed to.
Yeah, but that's like...
And it wouldn't cost you any money either.
That's awesome. That's the cool part of it, for sure.
I plug this thing in at home. First of all, I don't ever pay for gas because my car's electric and this one's electric. And I guess for the Bronco, but I only drive it if the weather's perfect. But I plug it in 6 hours later, and I pay for gas for a week.
If your phone is at 20%, are you freaking out? Answer
I'm
honestly.
I'm not freaking out, but I know that I've got to at least get it near a charger in the next little bit.
That's what I'm saying, but we're just driving still.
But we're also going toward the house right now.
You know what's crazy, too? Reed was charging his phone. I'm like, what are you doing, dude?
You think he's sucking energy from it?
Yeah.
You need educated on electric cars, buddy.
So we're talking about on the way there, though, that if you forget to charge your phone, you wake up, you're like, oh, dang it, but I can grab a charger. Have you ever forgotten to charge this or your car?
Good question.
Yeah. Probably once or twice.
You wake up and you get in there and it's empty?
And then you have the Uber?
No. I have multiple cars. So.
Not Bones, dude. Hey, hypothetically, dude, a normal person. Normal person.
It's like,
no, I don't
know. Do you want the truth or not?
Yes, yes. We got it right there. Yeah, right.
So what I would do first, if I got up and the car was dead, if I forgot to charge it, I would check the Hyundai. And if the Hyundai was dead, I would check the weather. And if the weather was bad, I couldn't take the Bronco.
Sorry, I just get all over you.
And if the
so ridiculous.
And so if there's bad weather,
then I call my driver.
If there's bad weather, I would take Caitlin's SUV. Okay. And if that were out of gas, then I think I would call an Uber as my fifth round quarterback.
Would you call Eddie or an Uber first?
I'd call Tim.
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't call me.
Well, Eddie doesn't live. Like on the way.
It could be.
You could be, yeah.
It could be on the way.
But not normally. Yes, I agree. But I would call Tim, head of security, because he lives close. And he's got a big truck.
Yeah.
So, anyway, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. How about that, huh?
That's crazy. Yeah,
how about that? All right.
Eddie jealous.
Back to more scheduled programming. Thank you. Okay. That's pretty much it on the show. You can follow my bets over on DraftKings, over on the app. But again, because there are no big games of two top 25 teams.
Yeah.
There aren't a lot of close, cool, fun spreads. You got to go with like the, I mean, even Penn State and Illinois, I'm surprised it's a 16 point.
Like, Penn State?
It's about six. So I might just jump on that, like that Illinois.
Is Bielema in trouble over
plus
there?
Six. No, God, no. He had a great year last year. He's turned that program around.
Okay.
I don't know what they're going to do this year, but no.
Awesome.
They lost
a lot of guys.
Yeah, they had a good draft class.
Yeah, and they still have two defensive linemen that are going to go NFL.
So it's that. I mean, the Tennessee-Florida game is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But Tennessee's over a touchdown favorite. Not the best week for close, like fun games before, but hopefully we get some good upsets here. Colorado or Colorado State is going to be interesting just because we keep wanting to watch Colorado.
Every week, even my boys are like, are we watching Colorado?
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting.
So I was just looking at the games that I'm going to bet. I think I'm going to do Oklahoma minus 26.5 at Tulsa. That's one I'm writing down.
Yeah, somebody played Tulsa last week and they dominated. Tulsa didn't look. Yeah, they couldn't do anything.
LSU at Mississippi State. Well, I don't know what to feel about LSU. I hope LSU kills them. Just kills them. Because we play LSU the next week and I want LSU to feel good.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's good.
You know,
kind of just chill a little bit going into the week.
Yeah, but just not. I was looking at the whole slate here. Not a lot. NFL wise, you know, we talked about that. The Packers and the Falcons is interesting to me. Not because it's going to be the most fun, sexy game to watch.
But the Packers, they good.
Hey, even the Falcons, you know, they look solid. Jordan Love looked way better than we thought he was going to be.
Yeah.
So does he go back to what we thought he was? Or is he actually pretty good? I'm anxious to see the Bears again because they did not play well. Justin Fields looked terrible, but nope. I think he's better than that. The Commanders and the Broncos. The Broncos are a favorite, which is crazy. The Broncos are a favorite.
Yeah. That is so crazy.
I mean, the
crazy.
Commanders won, but they beat, you know, the Cardinals, who were terrible, right? They played
barely. Cardinals, yeah.
Right, but barely.
Yeah.
So week two, there's just so much more. And then Miami. And if they're just going to be, and they're playing your boys, the Patriots.
Yeah. Like, kind of scared.
That's at New England, and Miami's a 2-point favorite, 2.5-point favorite. So that means, though, That
Miami's really favorite.
Like five or 6 points.
Yeah.
They're getting that 3 points for being there.
Correct.
But, man, they look so good. Tua looks so good. Tyreek couldn't be stopped.
But that Patriots defense is good, too.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, I hear you, buddy.
Watch out.
Give me your one guarantee.
Patriots.
That's your own team.
Just kidding.
He can do that, though.
No, I don't guarantee that.
We should have a guarantee, and if you lose, you put 10 bucks in the pot.
Love it.
You don't win anything until the end of the year, and we'll have something for the win.
Every week?
Yeah, you guarantee, and if you get it right, you don't put any money in.
And we can pick the same team?
You got, one guarantee versus the spread.
Oh, versus the spread. That changes everything.
Yeah, versus the spread.
That changes everything.
It really does.
It can be college or NFL versus the spread.
I'm going to go with the Packers, minus one.
Packers minus 1.5 at the Falcons.
Yeah.
1.5.
Yep.
Okay. Eddie?
Give me the Chiefs over the Jaguars, 3.5.
Okay.
They're 3.5 points.
I'm going to go Oklahoma minus 26.5 at Tulsa.
Okay.
Sticking to that college.
If you miss, you put 10 bucks in. But you can also play. You want to play, Reed?
Yeah, sure. I don't know what's going on, but I will definitely play.
I mean, I know what you're playing. It's probably not the best to play then. But if you don't get in week one, you can't get in the money at the end. Do you want to look at the NFL?
You got to go in.
So pick any NFL. Reed's been killing it, by the way. Reed is working nonstop. Just content guy, editing, shooting, bidding. Mm-hmm. I mean, just nonstop.
He's got a sizzle reel he's been trying to work on for me, but you keep him busy, man.
It's been like 4 months at this point.
I'm like, don't worry about that sizzle reel. You're good, Reed.
Reed, what do you have here?
Let's see.
Chargers at Titans.
Hey, don't tell him what to do here, Kevin.
Why don't you pick that?
Where even are the spreads on here?
That's what the plus and the minus is.
There it is.
Give the breakdown.
Yeah.
It's so small. Okay, let's see here.
Talk it out.
Let's see here.
Well, look at that.
What games are you looking at over there? What games?
Bengals Ravens looks pretty good, you know?
Okay.
You know?
You can pick one of the games we picked too, like Chiefs, Jaguars.
We're going to go, you know, I'm feeling good about this. I'm going to go Texans and Colts.
Okay, so who are you taking?
I'm going to take.
So on here, Indy's 1 point favorite, minus one.
Okay. I'm going to go Texans.
So Texans getting a point.
Uh-huh.
Okay. There he is.
So they can lose the game by one, you still win.
That's right.
All right.
If you miss, it's 10 bucks in the pot.
This is going to be fun.
Yeah, I like that. I like this.
But you don't win anything.
What do you mean?
At
the end of the year.
At the end, one person.
It's a winner takes all, right?
That's amazing.
Mike, do you want in or no?
Nah, I'm good.
Okay.
Mike.
Smart man.
Come on. What did I save your life for? Live a little.
Hey, he is. He is.
The best part after all that, Eddie goes, would you have breathed without me?
You wanted your credit, right?
I just wanted to know how true it was.
All right, that's it. You guys follow us at 25 Whistles. Thanks. Thanks for being here. And we'll see you next week. And let's hope we got a bunch of winners. You know, more smiles and frowns is what I say. 5-game parlay. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. We'll see you guys next week. Bye, buddy.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.